All right, first of all, Lars, congratulations on bringing Hunter to the media scrum tonight. You told me what happened. I didn't believe you. And then you said you were heading over, and I still didn't believe you. And Lewis and I had a laugh, but sure enough, you brought him.
Yeah, no, I'm a man of my word. He couldn't wait to come over, to be honest. And he said, you only have to do one. And he's like, no, I'll do as many as I can. And so, he did your interview, and then now he's doing Lewis's, I think. It's fantastic. Right. Yeah, he's excited.
Let's start with him. Best race of the year for him by far. He was aggressive. He moved forward. I thought he was a little too nice with his brother. But other than that, like, really good race. This was impressive.
Yeah, I think they worked really hard in Florida this week. His start wasn't bad in the main, and he just initially gets shuffled back pretty quick. And I think I told you that maybe last week. Like, he needs to work on his aggressiveness, intensity in the beginning of the race, which is something that's hard to just get overnight, right? But that, and then also he needs some speed. You know, 450 class is gnarly, and it's just he's got to be a little bit quicker, and he knows that. Darren Lowe knows that. They worked hard on that. So for him to, like, he didn't even have a great start this in the race. I think it was actually okay, but he got shuffled, or not, he didn't get shuffled back, but he moved his way forward. He wasn't getting, and he was one of the guys, you know, which was cool. He was fast in the whoops. He was right there. Yeah. I mean, and even Jet, when finally Jet did get by him, he stayed with him there and almost passed him back a few times. So I think, like we said before, he's a guy that needs to learn and build, and I think he can become one of these top guys, you know. And yeah. I mean, he showed it tonight with a fifth. So
yeah, you said last week, like, he didn't come into 250s right away and win, right? He kind of built, and this is what he's going to do in 450s, is what you're thinking. Jet, look, his two wins have a pattern now, right? And his losses have a pattern. But this was what guys do. Guys who win titles do what he did tonight, where I want to say he was 15th going in the first turn. I don't even know, maybe worse. And then 8th by the end of the first rhythm, and then a third. Like, that's kind of what championship guys do.
Yeah.
You saw that with Chad Reed for a lot of times, right?
Any of those. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. They're able to manage. And I think in that situation, to not panic and not make bad decisions and take chances that you don't need to. He made that happen. And even when he got into it with Coop there, you know, like, got pushed off and almost crashed. And to regroup, get back going, was just a smart ride, I think. It was a championship contender type of ride, you know. So, with Chase having an off night, AP going down, got the points lead back, made a bunch of good points tonight. I think he realized that this type of track is slick. And you can override it real easy. So, you know, chip away at it.
Oh, he's got the points lead?
Yeah.
Oh, Sexton lost some spots there. Right.
I think he went back to maybe ninth or something.
Sexton had the red plate, like, with a few laps to go.
Well, he only had 1 point lead over Jet going into this race.
Oh, man. Okay, never mind. Scratch this. I'm going to erase all of this.
Do not erase it.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Everyone knows that you fucked that. Right, okay. You screwed that one up.
Right, yeah, we were talking in the press box. Anyways, it was a good, smart ride, I thought. He got the shitty start and took what he could and got on the box, right?
Yeah.
Shimoda, first podium of the year. I don't know if you heard about this, but the Shimoda realist came out publicly.
Yeah. I have a hit out on him, actually. Yeah.
You knew who the Shimoda realist was. I mean, you're fine, like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We made a bet when we were there with you, I think. So, no, it's fine. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and it's my job to try to prove that theory wrong, right? So, I think we're still good for this year. I think we by the end of the year we'll talk again, and then we might have to double down, but we'll see.
Yeah, but he rode well.
Yeah, he rode well. Yeah. But still, like, he got. Not that this matters that much, but in the fake start, what do you call it?
The fake start.
Yeah. On the practice, he hole shot. The bike can get a hole shot. Hymus got hole shots. Yeah. So we just need to execute, you know. Yeah. Those guys always say that they need to execute, right? Like, he does. He just needs to do that in the race. Yeah. And he didn't. You know, he was not that good in the first turn in the lap, maybe seventh or eighth at the end of the first lap.
Yeah.
And then he got up, and then when Jordan went down, he got that extra spot. But he's got the speed. We all know that. He's got to get better starts in the main so that he can have a chance to fight with these guys, and then I think he can beat them, or at least, you know, have a great race and be right there.
Cool. All right, thanks, man.
Thanks, dude.
You're the number one star this week for bringing Hunter Lawrence to the scrum.
Thank you very much. Yeah, take it.